This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Tourism is a major industry for a lot of mountain towns out west. It's a significant part of the economy in Lake City, Colorado. The town's population explodes every year during the summer, from 400 people to several thousand. KVNF's Laura Palmisano reports on how things are different this year as the town tries to welcome tourists during a pandemic.
Tracy Langtree owns Cabin Fever Mercantile, a small gift shop in downtown Lake City. She says last summer they faced potential flooding. Now it's COVID-19. Despite this, Langtree says business is good.
People are peering in the windows and the doors, and they want to shop.
Her in-store and online sales are up by 50% compared to the same time last year. Langtree sells handmade soap, candles, incense, and even hand sanitizer that continues to sell out. A block away from Langtree's gift shop is Southern Vittles, a local restaurant. William Elkins is the owner. As the name indicates, the restaurant has food such as hush puppies, chicken fried steak, and a lot of barbecue. He says the restaurant is busy, but is facing other challenges.
The supply chains are suffering big time. We've seen shortages in everything from our dry goods to actually just being able to get the proteins that we need.
Servers must wear face masks, and the restaurant is required to keep indoor seating at 50% capacity and tables indoors and outside 6 feet apart. Elkin says most of the people who come to dine are from out of town. Katrina Menzies is the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce in Lake City. She tells visitors they are welcome, but she also tells them,
be respectful of our locals and our local businesses, and if you're asked to wear a mask, wear a mask.
Menzies says there's no question that Lake City and other mountain towns depend on tourism. The Colorado Tourism Office estimates visitors spent more than $16 million in the community last year. But the spread of COVID-19 is a real threat.
There's the possibility somebody you know might get sick, if not yourself. And that is scary.
One visitor who came back is Sean Peters from Tulsa, Oklahoma. She owns a second home in Lake City.
I know there's people that live here year-round, and they're counting on us to come and spend money.
And she says she feels safer from COVID-19 here than back home in Tulsa. In Lake City, Colorado, I'm Laura Palmisano for Marketplace.